Right at the start of the pandemic here in Paris, the authorities went through all these camps that had been springing up around the capital and took all of the people there into accommodation. It was all state-organized accommodation. They were kept safe. They were given food. They were even given medical treatment. But once that initial very heavy lockdown ended after 7 weeks, the authorities said, well, you can go back out now. We are not under no obligation to house you. So we're now seeing around a dozen of these small tent encampments being set up around the capital, mostly to the north of Paris. And some of the bigger camps, we're seeing about 1,000 people. It's creating a lot of problems, not just for the community of volunteers that work there that distribute meals to all of these people, but also there are, of course, health concerns. And these areas, you've got people living side by side. You've not just got these migrants who are predominantly from the Horn of Africa, countries such as Somalia, Sudan. You've not just got two of them living per tent. You've also got them living in areas where there is a real lack of space. And so there is the health problem. We've had just in the last week 4 cases of COVID from these migrants who are living in tents. So it's a real problem. The government is sending health workers in to help out, providing water fountains and portable toilets, but the facilities just aren't there to be able to give these people more help in this time of year. It's quite hot here. It's summer, scorching summer heat, and there's just no shelter for these migrants.
I understand also that separately there's an issue with unaccompanied minors, immigrants, mostly from West Africa. What is happening with them?
This is a completely different, if you like, issue for the French government. Since about 2010, 2011, you've had this real wave of unaccompanied minors coming into Europe. And it's been several NGOs that have now got together, and they've got this new publicity campaign, if you like, going right in the center of Paris, Place de la République, where they've set up a whole range of tents, about 100 tents in the center of Paris, and there, that is now home to some 75 young people. All of them say they are aged under 18, mostly from Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea, who say that their application for legal protection from the French state has either been rejected or it's still in the works, it's in abeyance. So they're not yet at a stage where they're able to be cared for by the French state. Now, these NGOs say that the French state has got a responsibility to these unaccompanied minors, that they're covered by the International Convention on the Rights of the Child, and that France has to look after them. Now, the next question is, are these really unaccompanied minors, or are they just making it up as they go along? But generally, what we're seeing is you do look at them, and a lot of them are quite young. I mean, they're predominantly men. And when you talk to them, they do all have stories to tell of fearing persecution, of having escaped conflict in their home country. And really,
if they weren't in this tent village
that the NGOs had set up, they would be sleeping rough on the streets of Paris.
What is French President Emmanuel Macron and his government saying or planning on doing about any of this, if anything?
The French government says that they are working through the United Nations, through UNHCR, to help unaccompanied children. That is the way they're doing things. They say that France, within the next week, is going to accept 350 children, unaccompanied children from those overcrowded camps in Greece. There's some 1,600 children that are being brought out of Greece into 7 European Union member states. And France says that is where we're going to be working, through the UN and helping the most vulnerable people.